There's a painted blue line surrounding the entrance to the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. Over that blue line, political campaigning is not allowed. But just a few inches this side of it, politics are in motion.
Today I stand here on behalf of the Medals Rights Council here at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard to formally endorse Congressman Michoud for governor of Maine.
Paul O'Connor is president of the largest of the four unions on the shipyard, all of which make endorsements. And as he's quick to say, 6,000 people work here each day, placing their votes in both Maine and New Hampshire. So let's just say this shipyard is a pretty tasty morsel for any number of candidates in the area. Down the road in Kittery at Town Pizza, a group of 8 shipyard workers eat pizza pies and place bets on NASCAR drivers, a weekly ritual.
All right, so 21, Chris.
Bernard.
Bernard.
A few from this crew say they vote Republican every time, but the majority on the shipyard vote Democratic. Take Kevin Gross.
Yeah, I'm a union pipe fitter.
Gross says the shipyard is a military installation, so people know better than to talk politics on the yard. But he says the unions almost always back Democrats, and he tends to follow their lead.
Yeah, I think they'd be looking out for our best interests, to be honest with you.
But while Democrats may have an advantage at the shipyard via unions, there's another group with a leg up come election time. That's incumbents, like Senator Jean Shaheen, who sits on the Armed Services Committee.
And I can tell you that we are working hard every day to ensure that the resources are there for all of you.
In September, Vice President Joe Biden visited the shipyard. He was accompanied by incumbents Jean Shaheen, Carol Shea Porter, and Maine Congressman Mike Michoud, who's now running for governor. They could address the workers because they were on official business, thanks to their current seats in Washington. But while campaigning on the shipyard is not allowed, Republican strategist Jamie Burnett says visits like that can seem kind of campaigny.
And I think that there are official events that can seem and look very political. But, you know, I suppose you chalk that up to trappings of incumbency.
Shaheen's opponent, Scott Brown, was actually born at a hospital on shipyard grounds. But he wouldn't qualify even for the full tour, let alone a speaking opportunity here. Of course, it's not just folks on the shipyard candidates are trying to woo. The unions estimate the yard pumps $666 million into the local economy. And of course, the yard is a cultural icon around here. The community wants to see it thrive. So when it comes to politicians, strategist Jamie Burnett says,
candidates and incumbent members of Congress, they all endorse the shipyard, but they may not all get the endorsement of the shipyard.
Burnett learned this the hard way when he was working for former GOP Congressman John Sununu in 2006. The previous year, New Hampshire's entirely Republican delegation worked hard to keep the shipyard from closing during the Pentagon's base realignment and closure process.
And I remember when the 2006 election rolled around, the labor unions endorsed Carol Shea Porter, and I just didn't understand that at all.
Union President Paul O'Connor says endorsements are about more than who's gone to bat for the shipyard. They have a lot to do with labor policy, too. That's not to say it's impossible, though, for a Republican to gain support from at least some of the yard's unions. In August, Maine GOP Senator Susan Collins won the backing of 3 shipyard unions. Standing on that same blue line just outside the shipyard gate, Collins said she was touched and pleased. Not present was Paul O'Connor and the shipyard's largest union, the Metal Trades Council. That endorsement went to the Democrat. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.